we're just going to go with it and see what happens.
All right, let's go with it and see what happens. Start that clock
and
timer.
Hopefully we don't have to start over.
I hope we don't have to start over.
Okay.
All right. That's very interesting. Yeah.
But I mean, why do we as a country have such a... I mean, even with the Hispanic question, you know, it's... What is it? Non-white Hispanic, white Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Like, why is that necessary?
Wow.
You
exactly.
Hispanic or you're not? I'm sorry. My bad. I can't make that call.
But you know what? It's funny to me because growing up, I would always hear, other than, you know, from the young people that I went to school with, outside of that, I would hear, oh, she's pretty for a little black girl. Or she's pretty for a dark-skinned girl. Or she's pretty for this or pretty for that. Why is that? Why do you don't say to a lighter persuasion person, oh, she's pretty for a light-skinned girl. Or she's pretty for a white girl. You don't say things like you don't add the what's the word? I'm not going to call it a preposition, but, well, I guess. You don't add the prefix of for X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. You just say, oh, this person is pretty, you know, period. And so I believe that the world believes, I think that the world sees darker skin as when it is pretty. Oh, wow. What went on there? What food did you eat growing up? You know, like, did you actually eat the beets and the carrots that all of us, like, you had to have because you just look too pretty to be. And so I don't think that that's a thing that should be real. Like, I think that you should be able to see somebody, look at them and say, oh, they're pretty.
I feel like it's more of a taught thing, though, to.
What do you mean?
You know, when you say you're pretty for a darker skinned girl, like, who actively just thinks, like, if I saw someone of specifically of Korean descent, I wouldn't be like, wow, you are really pretty for a
Korean
person.
Exactly.
Like, you have to be, it's like, it's one of those things where you have to be, or you're really pretty for an Asian. Like, you know, it's like, you don't, I would not think most people grow up actively thinking about someone's color context as being better than the other without mm-hmm. it having to be taught.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I believe that, you know, the fact that the world thinks, which goes back to the question, the fact that the world thinks that lighter skin is prettier does perpetuate the colorism divide because, like you said, it has to be taught. Like, you don't hear people saying, oh, you're pretty for a Korean person, or you're pretty for a white. You don't hear that. You just simply hear, oh, you're pretty. Oh, you're pretty. But you do hear on many occasions, you're pretty for a dark skinned girl, or to be a dark skinned girl, with the inclination or with the underlying subliminal message saying, I don't see most dark skinned people as being pretty, but you just so happen to meet the mark. So I should let you know that. That to me, that's almost like what that's saying, yeah. Because it's like you, my definition of pretty looks like this. And because your skin is of darker persuasion, I didn't think that you should be that, but you just so happen to be able to, you know, meet my definition. So I'm going to say that for, you know, a darker skinned person, you just so happen to be pretty. And I don't think that that should be, but then again, who am I to say what the world should be? I'm just one little voice in the big old sea of, you know, colorism. Ooh,
no. You're a dark-skinned voice.
Exactly. I am one little dark-skinned voice. So it's, but it's just like, I feel like you should not, but then again, we are a long way from Dr. Martin Luther King's ultimate dream, but I do not think that you should have to judge somebody based on what the color of their skin looks like. And in order to be able to, I feel like, move forward as a nation, or move forward as a people, as human people, not white people, green people, purple people, as a human nation, we should be able to cut out the for this or the for that. You're pretty. You're handsome. You look nice. Just it's almost like when you add the for, it's an underhanded compliment. In my eyes. It's just me.
Agreed.
But also in that same instance, you know how... If you're how can I put this? So we will, as Black people, we will go, like, even with, you know, people underhandedly complimenting us, most of which come from the opposite race, we will buy from them. We will, you know, shop with them. We will do all of these things. So we'll patronize white businesses, but then we will think twice about doing the same for Black businesses. Why is that? Or at least for me. Why do y'all think that is? So why do you think that is?
I have no idea. And the reason being is just because, I mean, this country was built on white people. I hate to say that, but it was. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're used to.
Agree.
And it's like, why not give them our money? That's what we've been doing. It's almost like it's bred in us, mm-hmm, to give them our money.
Agree.
But it really takes us to be like, well, I'm going to stop giving, you know, the white man my money, mm-hmm, and, you know, create my own business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but then that creates a whole nother situation where, you know, you want to support your fellow African-American slash Black person.
Agree.
But that comes with its own,
agree,
risks, unfortunately.
Now, it's funny that you said that, because that's how I also, I mean, this is going to sound not so kosher, but every time I have, now this is not to throw a blanket on every Black business I've ever patronized. It's just always, it's a level of expectation that I have when I am frequenting a business. And now this is not to say that all Black businesses are that way. But sometimes, and I don't know if that's just because this is how we lived our lives previously, or they lived their lives previously or whatever. But a lot of the times when I go into those establishments or Black-owned establishments, there's a level of, I'm trying to say this in the most tactful way possible, but there is a level of professionalism that has somehow been neglected. Now, it's not just to say I'm looking for the discount. It's not to say that, you know, oh, I just go, you know, I just don't want to go shop at Black businesses and this is that and the third. It's, and I'm not going to say it's every time, but it's, now this is also not to say that when I frequent white businesses that sometimes they miss the mark too. But I just have such a higher level of expectation for somebody that looks like me to hopefully not amplify the preconceived notion that the world has already placed on us. So when I go into those businesses, my level of expectation is that I will receive excellent service with the underlying thought that the world already sees Black people as lesser than, but I will not allow that notion to sway my decision one way or another. The way that my decision gets swayed is when I go up to the counter and you are on your phone, you are smacking gum, you are saying what I can do for you. You are, those are the things that sway my decision one way or another. Under no circumstances should we as Black people be in the public eye with our feet kicked up on a counter. And if you are, I don't care if you're a hot dog stand or not, if you have a brick and mortar business and you are serving the community, there is under no, I don't care if you are a family owned business, there is under no circumstances that I should walk into your establishment and see your feet on the counter, you laid back in the back, you smacking gum, you don't, like, there is just no excuse for me to be walking in here with that first impression. And so the reason I feel like a lot of people, or a lot of, now this, again, I am one person, I cannot speak for the masses. What I can say is I can provide you with my multiple experiences patronizing Black businesses. I can also provide you with some pretty good ones too. It's just, when you are already what most consider the underdog, so when you're already what most consider the underdog, and then you don't live up to the standard of professionalism, that does not bode well for elevating your Black-owned business. I said a lot of words there. What do y'all think? I'm so sorry.
You did say a lot of words.
I know. I'm sorry.
She tried. She tried to attack what she
could. You tried to say it in the nicest way you possibly could.
Y'all, okay, let me explain to y'all what happened to me. So about 3 weeks ago, I went to a hot dog. It wasn't even a hot dog stand. It was a hot dog business here in North Carolina. And I visited this Black-owned hot dog business. And I walked in because I was excited, because I want to I wanted to try them because they were Black owned. And I was like, I'm super excited because I was excited to try this place. And I went in with I was, y'all, when I say I was stoked and I was super excited, I mean, y'all, I was on 10. So I went in, and as soon as I walked in, it was not a hello, welcome to X, Y, and Z place, or, you know, what can we get for you today? I walked in to this person's feet on the counter. This person was smacking gum, and they were laid out on, like, they didn't even try to, like, pull their feet down when somebody walked in. It was I walked up to the counter and I was like, hi, you know. Now all the food looked like it, the menu looked very good, and they even had a very decent health score. It was I think it was a 97 or something like that. And so they had a very decent health score. So I was like, okay, so we can try this. I even tried to look past all of the children that were, like, you know, running around, like their children, not the customer children, their children, which, you know, I understand it's family owned business, and I understand, you know, sometimes we have to bring our kids to work. But I don't understand is why they are running around in the back, like behind the counter, instead of being in the back, you know, with a designated area. If you know you have to bring your children to work, you make plans to say, okay, I got to bring these kids to work. I do this on a regular basis. So why don't I designate an area for them to enjoy themselves away from customer view? Again, my personal preference, this is y'all do what y'all do. So I was like, all right, that's okay. This food still look good. I'ma still try. And so I was about to walk out, but I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stay here. I ordered. The way that the individual took my order was, it was to the level of, why are you here bothering me when I'm trying to be on my phone? Like, it wasn't like a, it wasn't an excited, an excitement or an appreciation for me spending my money that I work hard to earn at your establishment. It wasn't even a subpar thank you for being here. It was almost like, you are bothering me for ordering this food. I said, all right, that's okay. We're going to still order. So I still ordered. And I went on ahead and ordered my food. Now, granted, the food was delicious. The hot dog, it was a foot long. And I got a foot long hot dog. It had slaw, chili, those little jalapeno pepper things, and the little crunchy crackers and stuff. It was good. Even the fries was good. I mean, it was on point. It's just everything that transpired up. I didn't even stay in the restaurant to eat like my food. I was so upset. So I decided to depart after I received my sustenance. So I departed and ate my sustenance in my car. But it was quite delicious. I will not be back. Okay, guys, so before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. Your state of mind has everything to do with your peace of self. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. And yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, make sure you check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.